A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. May I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through it, the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. It means nothing whether one is circumcised or not. All that matters is that one is created anew. Peace and mercy on all who follow this rule of life, and on the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear the brand marks of Jesus in my body. Brothers, may the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
Jesus said to all, "Whoever wishes to be my follower must deny his very self, take up his cross each day, and follow in my steps. Whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit does he show who gains the whole world and destroys himself in the process? If a man is ashamed of me and my doctrine, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and that of his Father and his holy angels."
Verbum Domini.
When two people love each other truly, they usually want to draw as close as possible to one another, to the one they love. They not only want to know everything about their beloved, but they also want to experience what their beloved experiences, whether joys, delights, griefs, or sorrows. And if the person they love is currently undergoing severe trials and suffering, then the one who loves them would either wish to remove that pain and anguish from their beloved, or wish to experience their suffering with them, so that they might be more closely united to them. For instance, a mother watching her child who is suffering from an incurable health condition often wishes either for the child's recovery or that she might suffer in place of the child, so that the child might be spared. It is indeed a strange paradox in life that people who love each other tend to draw closer to one another when they undergo suffering together. When they truly love each other, their suffering only serves to strengthen their bond of love and not weaken it. They develop a strong sense of compassion for one another. And today, Franciscans around the world celebrate the feast of the Sacred Stigmata of St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis is the first saint in recorded history to receive the sign of the stigmata, and he regarded these sacred wounds in his hands, side, and feet as an incredible gift from the Lord. The saint had made a special request from the Lord, and as a result, he received the stigmata on a day that was close to the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. As an intimate lover of Jesus Christ, St. Francis asked for two graces before his death. And the first one, that he might feel in his soul and body as much as possible the pain that Jesus felt at the time of his passion. And the second grace that he asked for was that he might feel in his heart as much as possible the excessive love that Jesus felt for sinners, as he willingly endured suffering and death on the cross for our sake. And this special request from Francis was granted when he had a vision on Mount Alverna of a six-winged seraph descending from heaven and having the appearance of a man who was crucified. Francis conversed with this angel for a long time before the vision concluded. And afterwards, the marks of the stigmata appeared visibly on the body of Francis. The flesh in his hands and his feet appeared to show the marks of the heads of nails, with the points extended through the other side and beaten back. The wound in his side appeared to be caused by a spear, as blood flowed from it frequently. And while Francis was indeed pleased to have been given a share in Christ's sufferings, he did not want to have such visible wounds appear in his flesh. Since he was profoundly humble, he was concerned that such supernatural marks in his flesh would draw too much attention to himself. And so he tried to conceal the wounds of the stigmata from everyone, including his fellow friars, by covering them over. But eventually, this proved to be an impossible task. And although Francis was overjoyed by having received the gift of the sacred wounds of Christ in his own flesh, he also experienced the excruciating pain to which Christ had been subjected. And thus the first request of St. Francis had been granted to him by his blessed Lord, Jesus Christ, namely, that he feel in his soul and body as much as possible the pain that Jesus felt at the time of his passion. And the second grace that St. Francis requested was to feel in his heart the excessive love that the Lord Jesus felt for sinners while hanging on the cross. And after the vision of the seraph disappeared, St. Francis experienced both immense joy and grief in his heart. His joy was only magnified by gazing lovingly upon the friendly countenance of Christ. At the same time, Francis felt intense grief and compassion as he saw the cruelty and malice with which our Lord had been nailed to the cross. Yet the joy that Francis felt outweighed his grief because of his intense love for Christ. Francis carried with him the joy of this profound encounter with the Lord as he departed Mount Alverna and made his return journey to St. Mary of the Angels. And during his travels, he encountered many people who came out to meet him. Some of them had either been suffering from serious illnesses themselves, or they brought their sick relatives along with them. And St. Francis prayed for all of those who approached him, and he cured their diseases and their sicknesses. There was one instance of a woman in a village who wept loudly as she carried in her arms her 8-year-old son who was suffering from dropsy. His stomach was so distended that when he stood up straight, he could not see his legs or his feet. And the woman placed the child before Francis and begged him for his prayers. St. Francis prayed for the child and placed his hands over the boy's stomach. And as soon as his stigmatized hands touched the child's stomach, the swelling disappeared and the boy was completely cured. Another time, Francis was told that one of his friars was suffering from a severe illness. And so he took a piece of bread that he was currently eating, made the sign of the cross over it with his stigmatized hands, and sent it over to the sick friar. And as soon as the friar ate it, he was healed and his illness never returned. And there are many other accounts like this of healings that took place either through the direct intercession or intervention of St. Francis or by someone taking an object he had touched and placing it on a sick person. And so we see his immense love for Jesus Christ and his experience of sharing in the suffering of the Lord overflowed into intense love for his neighbor. He wished to remove the ailments and to ease the burdens of every sick person who approached him in faith and in hopeful expectation. And so he indeed felt in his heart the immense love that Christ has for poor sinners. And this feast of the Sacred Stigmata of St. Francis is not only about the love of St. Francis for Jesus Christ, but is also a reminder of our blessed Lord's great love for humanity. St. Francis was so intimately united with the Lord in love that he wanted to experience everything his beloved experienced. He wanted to become completely and entirely like Jesus in every way possible, including suffering like Christ and loving like Christ. And we can look to St. Francis as our model and imitate his love for Christ and his love for his neighbor. By performing the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, showing compassion for the suffering of others, and humbly accepting our own trials and sufferings for the sake of others, we too can tap into Christ's immense love for humanity. By our love for all, we not only experience the love of Christ in our own hearts, but we also become conduits of his love for others, especially for those who are in most need of his great mercy.